Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.
Against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, back in your life. Last show of 2018. This is your host, Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, December 18th, 2018. 7:05 p.m. Eastern, a little bit late today. My apologies. Future Dan, my host, a warrior, got a little ill, but is back strong. Glad you made it today, sir. Your voice sounds good to me, but if we lose you, I got your back.
I'm a little hoarser than normal, Ben, but ready to go.
It's your new shtick, maybe. If you get good reviews, you got to keep it up this way.
Hoping to have my whole voice back for Christmas.
There you go. We are 1 week from Christmas, Tuesday, December 25th. 1 week from now, we will not be live next week.
So Merry Christmas to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas. This is the Christmas
this
show.
This is the time to wish it. We won't be here next
Merry
week.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year. That is crazy. It's come up so quickly. Last show of the year. We're going to do a little bit of 2018 year in review today. That's going to be fun. Of course, we'll be getting through the day's news as well, not just reminiscing about a pretty crazy 2018. On one hand, 2018 has been crazy, but as we've discussed on many shows, some of the acceleration of the craziness has at least plateaued for a while. So we are going to go trip down memory lane, but of course, in the second segment, here after our first commercial break, we will be going through
time like the present to discuss what we're going to discuss, since we don't do a lot of show prep. We have the advantage of checking out Future Danger archives and,
yes, sir,
and just taking what we've seen in the news that week and kind of just ad-libbing. That's what our shows are. But if we're going to dive into the year in review, it implies we have a structure. So I want to ask you right up front, if you were game for a full rendition of the Mueller probe 2018.
See? We know you're the expert on that stuff.
It's okay to say no.
I'm not as much into that.
It's okay to say no.
It's great. Let's say no.
Yeah, we could do it.
We could.
It's on the website.
It what is. A circus. I'm sick of it.
What a circus. We won't do that to anybody.
Good. All right. I thought you were being serious there. I was like, man, I don't want to do this, man. I'm sick of this. It is important. And we have been talking about it a decent amount.
But we'll pick another one.
Overplayed. We'll take many others.
So I'll tell you what, if there's any live listeners right now, tweet us your topic or your archive source, what you want to hear about, to run through it and give our perspectives on it. We're at Future Danger 6 and Bangster Breaker, at Bangster Breaker on Twitter. Hit us up right now.
On Twitter, at Bangster Breaker and at Future Danger 6. If you're listening on archive, you can still hit us up and give us some thoughts. We'll maybe read them on the next episode, too. Give out the number real quick, too. Let's give it a shot. 619-789-6804. One more time. 619-789-6804. If you call in, press 1 to get on air. You can also just sit back and relax. And that brings me to actually, I did do some prep, unbeknownst to you. I did some 2018 prep. My favorite 2018 moment
Excellent.
Was when we had our impromptu caller trying to get the silver or crypto
That's a show
giveaway.
Highlight. That's a show highlight. Jesse the Doorman. What is the show highlight
Jesse
of the year?
Jesse the Doorman. We wanted to go dig in the archives to figure out which episode that was. But that was... We've actually had several callers and guests throughout 2018, but Jesse the Doorman,
Long Island.
He works in the city, lives in Long Island. We educated him on crypto and silver, and hopefully he took something away. I know our listeners did. I did. I remember that. So that was one of my I don't have awards per se, so I don't have the 2018 awards ready to go. Definitely didn't do that much prep, but I give. Jesse the Doorman,
so
possibly caller of the year. Let's give it to him.
And I would say the dog of the year has been the cryptos. You called the market, and what do you say we check out current price of Bitcoin, as we've done nearly every episode
Perfect.
This first year, and then let's put a hiatus on that for a while. What do we got? Where are we at today with Coinbase showing Bitcoin? Last time I saw it was 32.
There's actually a little bit of a rally today, of course. That's nothing compared to the total collapse. While you're looking that up, I'm going to go quickly into it. Not to pat myself on the back. In fact, I'm kind of pissed I didn't even take my own advice as much as I should have. Because I expected a massive, massive, massive bear market in cryptocurrencies. We saw that. But I was thinking 30%, 40% decrease. We ended up getting 75%+. Percent down.
Yeah, it's 3,700 today. 3,699 showing right now.
And the start of January, what was it? 13,000, 14,000. And about a year ago, in mid to late December 2018, we had.
Six times that.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Seven times that.
Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So I will take a lot of credit for that, but I should put my money where my mouth is. I should have shorted crypto a lot more. but I did sell some at the top. Now, unfortunately, some of the crypto I stole at a massive profit, I put into a Bitcoin miner, and it went totally downhill. But I am still up a decent percentage on my crypto, even with 80% from the all-time high. Kind of sad, kind of sucks. But anyway, Patriot Power Hour, of course, is coming up. We will be right back with News Blitz. Thanks for listening. Stick with us. Check out our sponsors.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
If your Power Hour, second segment, Danger News Blitz, follow along, FutureDanger.com. Again, FutureDanger.com, follow along, News Blitz for December 18th, 2018. Let's start with the first column. I know it's predictable, but is it? We got the judicial system direly distrusted. This has definitely been a theme in 2018. All we've been seeing is just massive evidence and at least suggestion of corruption throughout every single part of the DOJ. So we got some more articles there. Continue to look through that. Maybe we will dive deep into this for 2018 review. On the flip side, we talk about it almost every single show as more transgressions against judicial system, etc. So continuing down. Let's go to parental rights systematically abused, how schools weaponize child protection services against parents. Now, it's just another example of the state getting in the family's business. And while maybe, let's give it very high marks, let's say 95% of the time it works well, guess what? Child protection services has many, many instances documented of absolute horrendous practices and acts. Check out that article. A little bit of parental rights systematically abused. Just another example. Unreasonable search and seizure normalized. FBI plans rapid DNA network for quick database checks on arrestees. They already got this in spades. I'm sure they're now having some mega program that brings all these disparate DNA and other tracking biometric networks into one single centralized one. Moving on to the second column, which is security. Very, very, very quiet right now. Now, we've seen at the start of 2018, North Korea missile launches, potentially putting more forces at the border. We had seen lots of issues in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, very low on the security indicators. Or where China starts is green level, which is the lowest. But it is something to look into. Chinese military officials suggest ramming U.S. ships in the South China Sea. Not a very good idea. Not a very effective tactic. Just more bravado, I'm sure. But that's in the security indicators right now. People went on holiday break and the year already, I suppose. They're in
peace on earth.
Yeah, peace on earth. So knock on wood. I'm going to knock on wood right now. It's too quiet. Economy indicators. Real estate market melts. Banksters are still in session. Still seeing some action in the stock markets. But from a long-term perspective, Vegas housing weakness signals slow down the spreading.
Vegas and Seattle.
Yeah, and this is where we saw major dislocations, especially in Vegas, in 2008, 2009, and beyond. Vegas, one of the hardest hit places. Thousands of Vegas homes get zero offers for November 2018, not 2008, 2018. Federal government defaults. Hey, there's one thing the bankster breaker, yours truly, talks about all the time. It's federal government budget deficits. federal government defaults is the name of the indicator. Doesn't mean that's happening tomorrow, but that's something to look at. Federal government budget deficit hits a record $204.9 billion for November. Let's just round it to $205 billion for 1 month.
Biggest 1 month ever.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Now, an orange indicator, which is high on the future danger scale, and I believe future danger is very, future Dan of future danger is very judicious with his use of these, but when they're orange, it's something to take a look at. Foreign-owned treasuries dumped, the name of the indicator, the headline, foreigners dump U.S. treasuries as they liquidate a record amount of U.S. stocks. Could this be a 2019 trend? Potential prediction. Well, in a couple of weeks, we'll be doing our 2019 preview show.
We could have a treasury market discussion.
Yeah.
We could have a treasury market
discussion. I'm
looking
at that as a potential big 2019.
I don't know how much they have to give away. We could research that.
They got some, but it'll run out quicker than you think. So we will, you know, that's something I might be looking into as a 2019 trend again.
Then again, the Saudis just might have ate it on this oil price and sitting under 50 a barrel, and they can't afford their debts. And as soon as that oil price comes back up, they'll buy them.
And they've been getting squeezed for a while. Yeah, we got them by the Kanye's name. I don't know. They got all the internal strife in Saudi as well. Let's keep focused on the stock market crashes, though. Guess what? Even though the indicator is stock market crash, it's still green. Not much going on. Yeah, we had these fluctuations. Talked about it a lot last week.
It was up
week.
Tonight.
It was
so
up. It's not.
Up tonight.
Hey, wake me up when Dow gets below 15,000. And it's still at like 25,000 right now. Okay, I'm not concerned until that goes down. Or they just stop trading.
And a correction from last week's episode. Not just a correction, an addition. The 87 was a nearly 22% one-day loss.
Yeah, 22%.
So we're seeing twos and threes percents on a regular basis.
Yeah, totally different.
And that bounced back.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they've seen pretty much year-to-date we've lost some, but it's still not even close to 20%.
It's just all the rules and all the tyranny that rolls right in behind that. Even though things get better on the point system 5-10 years later, the surveillance that they'll impose when that crashes will be alter everything.
Everything will be altered. Final indicator set, natural indicators. This one has actually seen a lot of activity on a couple oranges. A
couple strange ones.
It's looking a little, let's check them out. I'm going to try to go over them quickly because we're running a little low on time. Oh, we just had a future danger update. Let's get that screen back. Geoengineering exposed. Experiments to block the sun.
Those are some
fiction.
Tabloid type British papers. They like to hype that stuff.
Of course, but guess what? China has already talked about how they are doing such things for their cities.
Yeah.
I've seen documented in mainstream media. I'm not going to go look it up right now.
Maybe that indicator doesn't mean anything anymore. Maybe it's already here and we just all have to just deal with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the consequence of now that it's exposed, what, mankind ravics, you know, hell with the environment? Like, you could cause natural disasters. They don't know what they're doing.
To a caveman, what would be the most important thing you could potentially control besides, like, basic shelter and fire? It'd be the weather. So, of course, mankind, with all our technologies, messed with this stuff. Hopefully, we're not going to destroy ourselves. But those experiments are there. China and Russia band together on controversial heating experiments to modify the atmosphere. Heating, cooling, what do we need? We need heating, cooling, we need HVAC, what's going on? Weather weapon exposed. This one's in kind of green, but Key West.
It's related,
anomaly.
It's related. Some of these are related. Check out this animation. It's off of a tweet from National Weather Service, Key West. I picked up on it through Twitter account following them.
Those wave patterns, huh?
An account from a gentleman, Dabu7. He had this, he retweeted this, and he's been big on anomalies coming out of Antarctica, and we followed and linked to him in our archive for weather weapons. This is a little cliff. Look at that chaff getting thrown across, waves coming from the southwest of Florida. It's interesting.
It's definitely some weird stuff.
Yeah, we're seeing things that never been seen
before. Military test, or it could be weather mod. It could be who knows what. It was published though. That's the most important thing. Look. This is on the verified NWS Key West.
They got some super powerful radars.
This
now.
Is not a documented, or excuse me,
this
doctor.
Is a government tweet.
Yeah, this is a government tweet.
Government
it's not
tweet.
Doctored, so it's not fake news you're getting here on Patriot Power Hour. We're just letting you know about it. Go look it up for yourself. Go to futuredanger.com. Check it out. A couple more articles, too. finish off the natural indicators or the natural column. Genetic natural order is obliterated. Gene edited farm animals are coming. We're going to have genetically modified crops.
You going to eat them? I'm not going to eat them.
Probably already are.
I'm not going to eat them on purpose.
It's a good point. I really try not to eat GMO currently. Well,
same thing as the weather.
Animals are going to be even worse for you, I bet.
Same thing with the weather manipulation.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing with the weather. What makes you think they know what they're doing with genes? What they could unlock that would be not good for people.
And this easily gets into the sci-fi realm, but it's also very
potentially
real. And if you look at all the crap going on now, we're
already
living in freaking sci-fi world with cell phones and stuff.
That's 2018.
Gene-edited farm animals. So this is not a conspiracy theory. Let's click on this real quick to finish off this news blitz. Gene-edited farm animals.
The Washington Post.
SF Gate.
It's the Washington Post.
Oh, yeah. Repost by SF Gate, but it is Washington Post originally. That's about as mainstream as you can get.
Yeah, like, that article's about 5 days old. Or I'm sorry, 1 day old. And it's disturbing what's happening. And if nothing else, we'll see if organics, despite the cost, compete in the marketplace. I bet you it drives huge demand for it.
I'm really hoping so. Because in the last 5 years, I've seen a big uptick, surge in organic, just availability and a decrease in price at the stores. But this is going to bring it to a new level when all the meat is GMO or whatever they're going to call this. Not GMO. This is a GMO, genetically modified organism, cow's organism. So this is Cal Davis. It's a university, and they're doing these experiments and stuff. Won't get too deep into it, going commercial in a second or two, but just a smattering of futuredanger.com, what's going on. I think pretty effective.
And I would say that there's no indicator up here right now that wasn't active sometime this year. And all these greens across the board are, you know, low temperature getting, you know, tracks of things that could go, you know, through the roof, but they're constantly generating news that carries this green. So for that reason alone, I can tell you we're ending 2018 in a pretty calm news space. Definitely things are moving and there's stuff to discuss. But as of tonight, Tuesday, December 18th, it's a pretty calm night. Peace on earth.
Knock on wood again. I'm not. Hey, I want things to be calm and happy and hunky-dory. I have no reason that I want the world to collapse. I'm not a doomsayer. I don't make money off of trying to get fear porn out there. But I agree. It is looking okay right now. Keep an eye on it. We'll talk about the 2019. We'll talk about the 2019 outlook on actually January 1st, 2019. We'll be next, not next Tuesday, we're taking off for Christmas. The following Tuesday, we will be live here on Blog Talk Radio. There's a commercial music. We've got just a few seconds left. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at FutureDanger6 and at BanksterBreaker. Go to our main landing page for the site, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Check us out, hit us up. Check out our sponsors too. Good people. We'll be back. Stay with us, Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Go now, run along and tell your Xerxes he faces free men here, not slaves. Do it quickly, before we decide to make our wall just a little bit bigger.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour. This is 2018 year review. We're in season 5, episode 43. Are we 43 today, Ben?
44.
We're 44. Episode 44. Then we're going to take a little hiatus for the holidays. Come on back after the new year. Is that our plan?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Episode 45 will be January 1st, 2019. It'll be all forward looking. Today is kind of current, which we just went through. Maybe we'll have a little bit more news and a couple tweets from some listeners over the last week, but mostly looking back in time today. But we won't have, things are moving quickly, even though we've hit a little bit of a lull, as we've discussed today. I don't think that's going to last for much longer. It's not like everything's been resolved, you know what I mean?
So at this point, we're going to do this show covers finance. And we talk about it at a level that's, you know, understandable, we think. It's not too technical. And it's the type of stuff that a lot of ordinary people, they start hearing about and they want to tune out immediately because they just don't want to learn what it's about. So one of these things, and we previewed it in the first segment, was the dumping of foreign-owned U.S. treasuries. So a year in review, Ben. You ready to do it? We're going to run through and try to normalize this. Let's baseline it and see what's normal and what's not. What do you say?
Let's give it a roll. Let's give it a shot. That's what we're here for. As you kind of talked about a little bit earlier, you have an advantage. I don't consider cheating. It's an advantage. Your tool, FutureDanger.com, allows us to data mine on the fly. So we do prep. On the flip side, you and I are reading this stuff 6-7 days a week, 12 plus hours a day. I mean, we're prepping like every day, so it's not like we have to do a whole bunch right before the show anyway.
So I like your judgment on how I kind of maintain consistency across this indicator. We're going to add 4 from 2017.
Okay.
Those hit as well. What we're doing again is we're going to foreign-owned treasuries dump the indicator into the archive and running it from the bottom up to see what kind of headlines we've witnessed in approximately 24 months, right up on 24 months, all right? So January 17, foreign central banks liquidated a record $405 billion in treasuries. Same month, China selling big. February 17, foreigners pulling back like never before. March 17, China again selling U.S. treasuries. Foreign central banks liquidate $45 billion. So that's less than before. March 17, warning sign is $13.9 trillion treasuries market. In the $13.9 trillion treasuries market, that's the total we've loaned out. $13.9 trillion. And Japan was unloading in March.
With a T, $13.9 trillion.
Then it was quiet, went quiet for the rest of that year.
It was pretty low. This is the spring, but you're right. There's a few indicators, but they're all low.
That was the year before last year. This is this year. Starting last January, we get many Chinese headlines. January, Chinese may halt purchases. January, this is in the middle of the trade war negotiations, and the President of the United States essentially single-handedly negotiating, you know, trade deals on Twitter. We've never seen anything like it, 2018. All right, so January, Chinese may halt. January, Chinese holdings slide to their lowest since the previous July. March of 18, China holdings of U.S. debt down 10%. Not sure what period of time, probably year over year, I'd imagine. Again in March, China's dumping. March, China signals it could slash its buying. April, China holding U.S. treasuries keeps, quote, nuclear option in war trade. That's where in
Reuters.
Reuters is putting out the word.
Reuters.
That they could do that to us. April, there's a claim Chinese have halted U.S. purchases of treasuries, maybe temporarily in the middle of this trade war negotiation. May, foreign official demand for treasuries continues to cool. May, second largest foreign U.S. creditor has been liquidating U.S. treasury holdings in recent months. I believe that was Japan. June, Russia cuts treasury holdings in half as foreigners start to lose appetite for U.S. debt. July, Russia liquidates U.S. treasury holdings, although they have a lot less than some of those other players. July, mystery, as Russia liquidates almost all of its holdings in U.S. debt. They basically, the Russians got completely out of U.S. debt market this summer. And they're not big enough to move that. So what they're doing is just trying to maintain sovereign wealth because they were looking at something collapse.
Yeah.
May have been reading into that whole Mueller-Trump circus. All right. October, just a few months ago, China could slash U.S. Treasury purchases, policy advisor warns. October, China and Japan dump U.S. Treasuries. November, foreigners dump U.S. Treasuries. November, foreigners find U.S. Treasuries less appealing. And just a week ago, foreign investors spurn U.S. Treasuries as the yield curve, which my co-host would be happy to explain once again, threatens to invert. And then today, foreigners dumped U.S. Treasury as they liquidate record amount of U.S. stocks. You saw how I graded it. I think I could have done a better job because this is probably all just green. Well, there's several oranges and yellows that need not be.
I don't have the stats on hand, but I would wonder if these are an example. So don't take these numbers verbatim, but as an example, let's say China had sold off and or allowed to roll off and expire 20% of its debt over that 2-year period right there.
Yeah.
That's a relatively green, maybe a moderate yellow alert event at 20%. But the next 20% would be a severe, and the next 20% would be a SHTF situation. Because if it digs into
50%. Do they have a nuclear option? Or do they have a financial nuclear weapon on us?
Similar to mutually assured destruction, we have some on them as well. So really, the MAD theory applies financially as well. And the debt is one of them, but we could also purchase all the Chinese slave goods, right? So we stopped buying stuff from them there. That's why Trump's little, he's kind of scaring them a little bit because we do got them just like they got us.
Yeah, a shout out goes out to the Council on Foreign Relations and the globalist scum who 20 years ago said, let's look at the people who run their own people over with tanks in the Tiananmen Square and open up our trade practices so that we're going head-to-head with a communist regime. And let's let them hang on to some, quote, nuclear financial weapons on us. Thank you for doing that to my country.
I'll get all of our intellectual property, military and otherwise, and
thank you very
little. Industry. And really, they're polluting the Earth so much worse than we ever would be, so they're destroying the Earth even worse, even though it's far away. Trust me, their pollution just comes over here. So, I mean, it's all around. I'm glad you caught up with globalist scum that helped allow this to happen after Mao's big leap forward, though. So it is successful from that point of view for them, I guess. All right. Well, no, this is a perfect look back. And we do this often on Patriot Power Hour. But for a 2018 year review, we figured we'd do a few of these potentially. I'm going to pick another indicator that's kind of hot right now, or even just maybe not even very hot, maybe relatively mundane, but see what it's been doing over the last year.
All right, let's talk about loss of liberty.
Oh, man.
This one's been hammered.
Easily the most extreme one you have.
Steadily. There's no chance that it's possible to read all of the headlines in the archive. The number in 2018 alone is in, probably 24. So we're going to try that. This is, we call unreasonable search and seizure, is normalized. It's a successor to the Fourth Amendment being basically abrogated, which it has been. This thing is completely trampled on in all digital rights.
Yes. So it does deserve these severes and these black SHTF,
I'm gonna hit
highest
the,
on the scale.
I'm going to hit the black ones in 2018.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right, so starting just in a few weeks, it'll be 1 year. FISA Section 702 renewed by Congress. But I guess that Congress did get something done. Worse than Watergate, shocking House Intel memo reveals the DOJ FISA abuse. no one's even in trouble for it, and we knew it a year ago. Okay? NSA deleted surveillance data it pledged to preserve. That was last January. FISA warrant, political corruption memo was released in February. This is all about the, you know, the DOJ throwing out that net on Trump's campaign before, just as an insurance policy. The FISA court was totally abused in any sense and long ago should have been abolished. We got these headlines going all the way into March. You got blacks. Here's a different topic, same indicator, in April. California Supreme Court allows police to control DNA collection upon arrest. So all you do is be arrested in California, and they're taking your DNA. Okay. Artificial intelligence can soon enhance real-time police surveillance. That was in April. NSA triples collection of U.S. phone records. May. The ex-DNI Clapper says, quote, good thing FBI spied on his party's presidential opponent. He said it was a good thing they were spying on Trump. That was the top intel officer in the previous administration. Can you say Banana Republic? July, docs show DOJ and FBI misled courts for warrants targeting Trump. We keep seeing the headlines come out, and we all know that Trump has threatened to release, declassify the goods. Probably keeping that in his breast pocket right until October of 2016. Let his opponents talk wild claims and then cut them off at the knees with declassified information, what, 3 weeks before his reelection?
That's probably the best strategy. I mean, just some of the...
It's going to drag out. So I'm predicting in 2019 we're going to hear a little bit about how intrusive the deep state is in opponents' political campaigns nonetheless.
Oh, man. All right, one more indicator to go back into the time capsule. Federal government defaults.
Oh, this one will be all numbers.
This one's going to be all lows. No, well, you got a lot in here. Let's go to 2018. Again, follow along with us, futuredanger.com. Federal government defaults is the indicator, and we got it. The first one of 2018 was actually a high, an orange indicator, high threat. Federal government collects record income taxes, still runs $225 billion deficit.
And that happened in this November again. The same kind of record. Record employment.
Record taxes and still a record deficit.
In 1 month, right? How is that happening? Did they destroy the Laffer curve? Did they warp it so badly that you cannot even grow an economy out of it anymore?
That's kind of what I've been trying to say for all these years, unfortunately. It's so warped. I'm hoping we can still hopefully keep the economy afloat.
It's going at 3%, but how it seems all artificial. Is any of it not under central planning?
A lot of it is. If the stock market did have a true correction, which healthy markets really do have corrections every few years. We haven't had one for a decade, essentially. If the real estate market takes a 10-20% chopping, all of a sudden everything's going to seize up and there may not be a bounce back because all that deficit will just increase. Interest rates will increase and we could be going straight down the black hole of debt. Might be a 2019 trend. I'm going to ruminate upon it when I'm on the beach on Christmas break. I'm going to be at Christmas. I'm going to be in Costa Rica for my honeymoon, folks, next week. So I'll be thinking about 2019 trends and getting ready for a show. But continuing down the line, let's keep going. All right, so we have several indicators, low indicators, though, for federal government defaults.
And the Federal Reserve President is speaking up about his concern about how big it is.
Fed President does sound panic over level of U.S. debt back in February. You have many articles, but I think you're judicious, and maybe, if anything, maybe you need to bump a couple of these lows. Maybe you need to be up, you know, high as 2020.
The timeline for this one, if the U.S. government defaults, it'll redefine everybody's life on this planet as we know it. And it would be a political, economic, social, military, diplomatic chaos event like a few that we saw in the 20th century, a true crisis.
Right.
So this one, it's impossible not to keep watching the news.
Yeah.
But how long can it go
right
before the last straw breaks?
It's almost been longer than I thought already. So you're right. It could go way longer.
30 trillion?
But it's almost, wait, I look at it though, it's almost like 10 years, you know, let's just say 5 years ago, all these low indicators deserved a low, but now they might all deserve a medium for the next 5 years. And then everything deserves a red because it's ratcheting up. Every little day, you're getting a little tighter, wound. But I agree, don't overreact. And they got a lot of runway to go still till they default. But it's like, I think they're starting to get up there a little more than
I think.
As soon
as you move through life from the phase where you just make money, spend money, you don't think too much about whether it works or not, and then you back off and you say to yourself, every empire that did it, fiat currency like this, and borrowed it against future generations, they all collapse.
Right.
It didn't sustain once in history. It's been tried. So when it comes, there's a whole bunch of other things in our national life, regional, state, local, and your personal affairs, you have to be prepared for, because it's going to change everybody's life.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. Folks, we got next segment coming up. Get prepared. Check out our sponsor, Ready Made Resources, readymaderesources.com. It might help to have a little bit of storable food, have a little power generation, have a little nice scope for your AR-15. And how far you want to go. Check it out, the Ready Made Resources. Stick with us. We got one more strong segment to go in the Patriot Power Hour.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by readymaderesources.com.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
The wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning. They do not go gentle into that good night.
Good men, the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night.
Grave men near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets.
This is episode 44, 2018, final transmission.
Final transmission of 2018.
This is Future Dan, FutureDanger.com. My co-host, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, is going to give us a short understanding of what we're talking about when we mention a yield curve inverting. And it goes right to the discussion we were having a moment ago about how Is the system totally broken? Did they put the whole thing on steroids? You got a nervous system and a body, a national financial body that's permanently rewired and not for the good.
So, I have a master's in finance from Purdue. Probably the most difficult class, it seemed to me, now of course it's because of the math, was the fixed income courses. A couple of them. And to figure out the term structure of interest rates, i.e. yield curve, and the various mathematical formula was just kind of odd. It's just not intuitive necessarily.
Let me try to put it in a nutshell, just encapsulate it. Tell me if I'm getting it right, Ben.
Okay.
The longer you hold someone's debt, the higher you should be paid, because that's a longer period of time where something risky can happen to it. So when the short-term loan should be at a lower cost, and the long-term loan should be at a higher cost. And when they're talking about yield curve inverting is when the 2 year is demanding more than the 10 year. And what could be happening within that period of time where the terms do, that they're more worried about the near term than the long term. So does any of that have something to do with the fear people have with the yield curve inverting?
So again, yield curve is doing the opposite of what it normally would. And put it simply, I got on a separate track. So I don't know if I even answer your question right now. But you have to repost it to me potentially. I was going down the route of, hey, look, interest rate, why do you have interest rate? You have interest rate for a couple reasons. One, what's the risk of losing your investment? You need to get paid for that. Number two, you can make money, the opportunity cost. If you have money and you lend it to someone, you can lend it to someone else or use it to build something and get more money. So it's the risk, but it's also the opportunity cost. So you kind of combine that. And that's why you have interest rate. And the longer you give someone money in the normal world, in the non-inverted world, the longer someone has money, the more they need to pay you back for it.
Absolutely.
Right? It makes sense.
So why do these things invert and why do people fear it when it happens in the And this is U.S. Treasury bond market. When they start crossing, what are they afraid of?
They're worried. It's usually a short-term spike. And people are – there's lots of reasons they could be scared or worried. It could be because they're thinking there's going to be massive interest rate hikes. It could be because they expect a market collapse. So they're selling their bonds and interest rates are spiking too. Their short-term bonds are trying to get some liquidity or there's a credit crunch liquidity issue in the short term. So that – there's just a massive market dislocation. There's a few other reasons too, but I think those are the more.
And the interesting thing is, I got Future Danger has indicators like the banks simultaneously collapse, that the credit markets freeze, that all those severe activities like market halts are going on. And if you see a yield inverting, is it a warning sign, or is that just it's going to be normally mixing up like that from now on.
So, super nerd way to look at it, but I'm a nerd, and if you listen to the show, you might be a nerd. I'm not sure. But if you've used Excel, there's a difference between calculating something as a zero and it being an NA or an error, a div divided by zero type of thing, right? What I'm trying to say here is if there wasn't all this artificial zombie Federal Reserve deficit stuff, we would be getting an error in the Excel spreadsheet. We would not even have a yield curve without that, because everything would collapse without their zombification. So if you go from that premise, then yeah, the yield curve as we have it today is totally fake, and that's probably why it isn't inverted yet. But there's still maybe some market action, or maybe enough people lose faith in the system. They would lose some control, or the central bank would step back in.
Yeah, that's a good explanation.
All right.
Thank you for coming back in segment four and teaching us what the yield curve actually means.
Yeah, all right. Not too bad. I'll refer back to that one when it really does invert and see what we get out of it. So, I did promise, got a couple tweets I want to get back to from this past week. So, one of the people I ended up seeing being tweeted stated, hey, Bernie Sanders, Bernie's the only one who loudly complains against the Fed, big corporations, and billionaires. I'm sick of politicians getting bought off by corporate interests. That includes Hillary. Okay, dude. Listen, here's my response. I try to be politically correct. Not politically correct, but I try not to be a jerk on Twitter and whatnot. But I was like, look, I've never heard Senator Sanders, and I tagged him, say one word about ending the Fed or even auditing the Fed. This guy is trying to say Bernie talks trash about the Fed. Yeah, he talks trash about the kind of nebulous one percenters, right? He talks about the rich people, but he doesn't talk trash about Federal Reserve policy or bailouts. If he talks about bailouts, he's not really naming the names and showing us where the dead bodies are and the skeletons and the evidence. He might just use the kind of nebulous, oh, the rich people get bailed out, and you don't. We need to raise taxes on them. That's about the level of his involvement. With the Fed, come on. We know for a fact Bernie is not coming after that. So that's what I was covering on there. We got a couple other tweets on here. You're kind of tripping me out here with this scrolling back and forth. I can't see what's going on. Let's see. We got a visitor today. Let's see. What do we got? Definitely. One more thing we wanted to hit before for the year end. Go to futuredanger.com podcast archive. We can go look back and check out all of our archive episodes. What was your favorite? Oh, there's the doorman. What was the name? Jesse the Doorman episode. But what do you have any particular episodes you're looking at that jog your memory? You know, as we actually only have a few minutes left on this show.
You know, we had several good guests this year. And the most recent one was brought by my co-host, Mr. Cochran. And he was creator of the Paradise Stolen YouTube series.
Yeah.
Stefan Verstappen spoke to us, and it was very interesting.
Yeah, it was. That was a really cool episode. We've got to get him back on. He still has still creating content on YouTube on his site. It's actually really interesting topics he covers. That was a good one. What episode was that? Episode 30.
Yep, you can hear him in the podcast archive. Go to futuredanger.com/podcast-archive. And that was a July 19th show.
All right.
And you?
Probably I had two that I kind of I saw as you were going through there. I was looking particularly at the Korea episode when I got back from Korea and the City of London episode where I document or kind of chronicle my first experience and first visit to the City of London, where I visited actually Lloyd's of London itself, got a little tour of one of the bankers' havens. You know, insurance folks or bankers, don't be confused just because it's not a bank. Insurance and many other financial products are still bankers, still headed by the bankers' scum. So those are a couple of my good episodes off the bat I could think of.
For sure. So there's one piece of this show that we usually finish on every episode, so we could hit into a prepper discussion, a topic, a recent article you've seen there, or have a more of a philosophical discussion, pick a certain concept that we thought was a trending political theme of 2018.
Oh, man, that's hard to do. Cold. I defer to the second half.
I want to discuss the idea of neo-feudalism.
Okay.
Have you heard the term?
Of course, definitely.
What kind of future are we headed to, given the, especially in column four, the genetic editing and the, you know, the bizarreness of how we relate to the natural world, and column one with our complete loss of any anonymity to the deep surveillance state, corporate and public entities constantly maintaining awareness of us, does it not lend itself to a devolution to medieval times in a 21st second century way? Neo-feudalism would, you know, acknowledge an aristocracy that we live under despite our will not to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not, I was going to say it's been, you know, the veneer of technology on top of feudalism, but it's not even veneer. Actually, the technology makes the feudal system possibly more oppressive than it was before. Just look at the people working in slave factories in China, for example. They're under major neo-feudalism, You can call it communism, you can call it totalitarianism, you can give it all the different names, but essentially it is a new world order type feudalism.
It's about unequal rights and legal protections for the common people versus the nobility.
Right.
And that nobility doesn't have to be the way it was in, you know, 12th century England to be feudalistic.
Absolutely. No, like you can have neo-feudalism set up in your like place of employment even, you know what I mean? If someone, let's say your boss is able to get away with coming in and going whenever he wants, or, you know, slapping a girl's rear and doesn't get in trouble, you do that, you're canned. Maybe not a great family-friendly example, but the different standards for different people is where that comes from.
There's another movement that's rising underground in this country, and we shouldn't finish a recap of the year without mentioning Antifa, what they stand for and how they behave and how emboldened they're becoming. And when and if we see a second Trump presidency, the type of underground violence that we may actually, you know, see similar to the late 60s and early 70s, we could see that coming, and forerunners to that could be in 2019.
Lots of things cranking up. All right, folks, a minute or so left in the broadcast.
I call them Bolshevists. That's really what they're doing. They're operating like the mob that brought about the Soviet Union. But the fools would actually be bringing about the neo-feudalism, and their ideas of a Bolshevik state would probably disappear pretty fast after they succeeded.
Well, exactly. That's the plan, thing. And that's exactly. We'll have to get into this. We'll be talking about this in more 2019 because we are out of time. But absolutely. I saw something on Twitter where the we got the ambulance, the Commodores. I hope it's the ambulance. There goes the music. Ah, man.
It's a police helicopter siren outside of Ben's window.
Commodores, man. Put a stop to us. Put down the crank. All right, folks. Well, have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We will be live on New Year's Day itself, January 1st, 2 weeks from now, 7 p.m. Eastern. So then tweet us. Hit us up. Get your Dan. Hope you get everything Santa wanted, or everything you wanted from Santa this year.
And have a happy New Year to you, Ben.
All right, folks. Catch you later. 2018 was a good one.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Mark.
Paul Simon Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
collapsed.
They knew. Cash would stop coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks. I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy, the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.